Paul, could you talk about, is Nick Petan playing with Mark and Blake?
Well, I've liked the way he's looked when he's come up. The thing that you're looking for amateurs when they turn pro is, will they get to a quickness level in the game that'll allow them then to show you what they can do with their other skills? And he's got some really good quickness there. There's some balancing too with this. With Matty Perreault out, we're going to have a young player play in there. But he's performed well enough in the games that he's been here to get a chance. That'd be the guy that I wanted to see in that hole. Because those are the players that he's come up playing with and against. He's played against the other team's best in amateur and in world tournaments because he's at that skill level, and he's going to play with those kind of guys on our team. And he's shown he's played with enough quickness to at least deserve a look there.
What kind of growth have you seen in his game? When he made the club,
yeah,
he made it as a like a skilled top six, yeah, kind of guy.
Well, he made it in that hole. We were using him on the power play, and he was better than the guys he was competing with at that point in time. But wouldn't have played, you know, he wasn't playing with these kind of guys that he's going to play with in here tonight. And I think, you know, he's eliminated some plays that you don't make. You rarely make in the NHL, and they're usually really wide open kind of things when they happen. Some of the spin backs and drop passes and things that you can kind of get away with. So he's done a pretty good job with the American League eliminating those, and I haven't seen one of them here. You know, the things that we would show video to him kind of after each game and go through his game, there'd be the two, that's got to come out of your game. There's no payoff to it. There's no value to it here. And he hasn't tried one of them. So, but he's done a lot of the other good things that the NHL game demands of you. He's worked the corners. He's done a good job reading to take all the negative kind of things out. Now we're going to play him with a couple of players. There may be some places for him to put back in some of that creativity to make those short little plays to make a slightly less safe play, because those two guys are going to open up the defense a little. He's going to see more reads than he might have seen two, three years ago than he would have for the better part of his time here.
One more, if I could. How many, did you keep track of how many different line combinations you've had this year?
Yeah, I keep all my cards. I'll go through them in the kind of as a recap, where do we start, where we get to. We didn't change our lines much very at all early, and then as guys started to drop off the radar, we've had a lot more movement in the last 3 weeks. Yeah, we've tried a lot of different combinations.
How has that helped you in terms of evaluating what you have?
These young players are trying to show what it is they have to sell. This is what I can do for you. And a better handle on that. Disappointed that the Ehlers and Armia aren't in that position to continue to kind of refine what they do. But for all of them, for the guys that have been called up recently, especially, it's been really good for them and good for us, because those guys left, you know, DeLeo and Kosmachuk, what I have in my head of them is training camp, and then how much what you see in the American League translates to the NHL, you got to be careful with that. But they've all come up and they're faster, they're quicker, they're closer to a pro game. So we have a better idea of maybe how to project where they go.
Paul, you called up Julian today, yeah, and Toby wasn't out on the ice.
Nope.
Is that flu?
No, Toby's having surgery on Thursday on his knee. So Toby's been dealing with an issue since November. And he's been able to get through it because of blocks of days off. If he can get a two-day block, he'd get a little better. And it's just getting worse, and it continues to get worse. And it got to the point that he's not recovering, and he hasn't been. It's not just he hasn't been for almost a month now. He's not recovering enough on his days off for the pain ever to subside. The second goal the other night, the tight turn he made, that's his play. He makes that all day long. And now it's really starting to affect his play. And we just can't have the injury itself get any worse than it is. He could protect himself better when he was in less pain. Surprised it didn't happen earlier, that the docs didn't say, okay, enough. If we were pushing for the playoffs today, he'd still be getting it done. has just gotten to a point that, we can't manage the pain anymore, and he's there's no way for him to recover from where he's at, so he's got to get it done.
Do you know if it's left
or right? That's top secret. Simple answers. He's out indefinitely. They'll go in, they're going to take a look. They think they know. You never know until you get in there to find out the amount of damage. But the fastest I've ever seen guys come back on a scope was Bob Bugner did it in 9 days once. That's the fastest I've ever seen a guy do it.
Blake Wheeler said on Sunday that these games are our playoffs. Is that your message to your guys, or how do you frame these last 3 weeks?
We want to be able to say consistent things. The things that we're asking from our players today should be the same things we're asking for our players in October, November, next year. And it's on, the veteran guys, a lot of them are coming back, right? So they have a certain amount of pride in their game, and they want to play a game a certain way. And there's a big chunk of guys that are trying to prove that they can do that on a nightly basis and play the game the right way. It's also the only way that they can interact in the room with some self-respect. Walk around the room and you didn't get the result that you wanted against Anaheim. We have to look at that game and judge ourselves on the things that we can hold ourselves accountable for. It was good there, so they get to come back to the rink the next day and be treated like men and interact like men. That's what's left for us right now. That's the cards that we have in front of us coming into tonight's game. So that's how we handle it.